The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Grow Your Garden Radio, where it's easy to be green. Since the outdoor growing season here in the Northeast is winding down, I figured I'd talk about some things you can do in the wintertime and year-round to keep growing fresh vegetables for your table. How can you grow healthy vegetables in your home in the wintertime in New England? And how can you do that without investing and a lot of expensive grow lights and paying the power bills for them? Well, my favorite indoor year-round crop, which requires virtually zero equipment, are sprouts. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about them, since they've acquired almost legendary status as a superfood. Now, first, I got to say something about the term superfood. Superfood is a marketing term with no scientific or regulatory definition. Like most marketing terms, it was created to separate you from your money. It has little substance to accurately inform you on making a smart choice in the management of your nutrition. Now, get past the large type on the packaging and read the nutritional panel, or search online for nutritional comparisons for the most accurate information to make your food choices. You can go to the website for the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health to learn more on superfood and other food-related marketing myths. Links to this website and other resources are available for free on growyourgardenradio.com. So, marketing hype set aside for a moment. There are a lot of peer-reviewed studies which show significant health benefits of sprouts. Sprouts are often higher nutritional density compared to their adult counterparts due to several factors related to their growth and biological processes. The first growth from a seed, called a sprout, pops up when your seeds have germinated, and it's an incredible package of nutrients in a protective envelope, the seed. This envelope is just waiting for the correct conditions to signal it's time to continue to the next phase of the plant's reproduction or propagation. Absent these conditions, the seeds can remain dormant and viable, sometimes for years. Some seeds dating back 2,000 years have been sprouted from a Judean date palm tree. There's other examples of ancient seeds being viable and germinated too. An extensive discussion of the ancient Judean date palm can be found on science.org and other databases free to the public. I've got a link on the website to that. It's really pretty interesting. Now, don't expect the seeds you buy from your hardware store to last 2,000 years before planting. For many reasons, you're probably going to want to plant them much earlier than that. The conditions that allowed these particular seeds to remain dormant yet still viable for all these years were really quite unique. Now, under the right conditions of humidity and temperature and light, the seed knows it's time to begin the next phase of its reproductive cycle. Inside the seed, along with all of the genetic information required to reproduce the plant, are nutrients. These nutrients give the seed the energy to sprout and grow for a while without the need for additional inputs, except for water, to get to the next phase of plant growth. So the seed, with its package of nutrients, are where the nutritional benefits come from when we grow sprouts and consume them before the sprouts get very large. Typically, the best time to harvest and use your sprouts is just as the first leaves, called cotyledons, are visible. Now, this is the sign that your plant is going to start requiring light, because those first leaves act like little solar panels to begin the process of manufacturing their own food and nutrients through photosynthesis. Before this time, photosynthesis is not occurring, and the plant is relying on its broad package of nutrients to survive. And so under most circumstances, sprouts do not need light to grow. Some sources suggest that light may even be detrimental to sprouts. I have grown them in light, but usually I grow them in darkness just because I don't need them to take up counter space for this process. And I couldn't tell the difference between the one grown in light and the one grown in darkness. So ultimately, what we're doing is consuming that early package of nutrients before the plant does. Okay, so how do you grow these at home in the wintertime? Take a teaspoon of your favorite seed and put it in a clean quart mason jar. Some seeds are better producers when you rinse them a couple times and let them soak in water for 24 hours. Rinse them several times after that 24 hours, and then twice a day, every day after that. Be sure to drain it very carefully and completely, and put it in a cool, dark area where air can flow through the container. I've got screening material on top of my jars, and I put them in another container, which will allow me to keep the mason jar opening facing down at about an angle of 45 degrees, which is going to allow any additional moisture to drain out, and most critically, it will allow air to flow. In a few days to maybe a week, you'll have a full jar of your favorite sprouts to put on salads or in your smoothies. I have links to detailed instructions along with pictures and videos that you can follow along with. Just go to growyourgardenradio.com and find the show notes for this episode. I use mason jars and have replaced the metallic top with a nylon screen which allows air to get in and circulate and for water to drain out. I just cut a square of screening material and screw the mason jar cover down on top of it. You can also purchase special screens online for mason jars just for this purpose. If you don't want to get a whole roll of fine mesh at the hardware store just to cut a couple squares from it, it may be more cost effective for you. Now, it's crucial that you clean your equipment very carefully and rinse it in the morning and in the evening. Always inspect your jar for foul odors. If you don't rinse it regularly, you could end up with unwanted bacteria growing. Your jar should smell as clean as your water smells. If it doesn't, toss it, clean everything thoroughly, and start over again. The only time this has happened to me was when my dark area got too warm in the summer and I didn't rinse it enough. Experiment with the size of your mason jar and the amounts of seeds that you put in. You want to make sure to have considerable amount of air space to allow circulation, which will reduce the possibility of unwanted bacterial growth. Some of the more popular seeds to sprout are alfalfa, broccoli, lentil, radish, mung, beans, and sunflower seeds. They're all packed with a considerable amount of nutrients. Sunflower seeds, being fairly oily, will have more vitamins E and B. Radish seeds have a high vitamin C content with folate. They're also very spicy. They can easily kick up the interest in your salad by using these seeds. Broccoli is also nice and spicy, and it's got a lot of antioxidants. Detailed nutritional information can be found on the USDA Food Data Central website. It's a comprehensive resource that you have funded with your tax dollars, so there's no additional cost to use this database. PubMed or Google Scholar will also give you some great information. So sprouting seeds can be a great way to continue your gardening fix in the wintertime. But also, sprouting seeds year-round can add a lot of variety to your dishes and complement the vegetables that you're pulling out of your garden. They also have considerable nutritional benefit in a very small package. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of Grow Your Garden Radio. Be sure to look at the show notes for this episode. You'll find links to more reading as well as detailed instructions on how to keep your garden growing in the house in the wintertime or all year round. So until next time, remember, it can be easy to be green.